Larsika says there wasn't really a plan when he set sail in Bangkok, Thailand in June. He was solo, on the water, heading east.
Knowing that the best time to cross from Japan, across the North Pacific or Bering Sea or whatever, towards Vancouver, Alaska area, would be July, August. So the time would be... But coming up to Japan is the cyclone season there already, and typhoon season. So you got to go through some to then have a good blow across the north.
Well, he's not entirely alone. He's accompanied by his 7-year-old Alaskan Malamute, Shira. Yes, the boat is named after the dog.
Well, this one here, the pink tongue here.
With distinct black and white markings, Shira is from a line of Malamute sled dogs in Juneau.
7 generations ago was my lead dog on the sled in Juneau, and I lived on a farm for a bit there.
Zika is originally from Switzerland. He worked as a chef and owned several restaurants throughout South Asia. He took up sailing 2 years ago while living in Bangkok.
I don't like people, so I went sailing.
He bought the 62-foot Shira sailing yacht in 2018 and started racing.
I did a lot of races with it. We always did really, really good in it, and she's a beast.
And Shira the dog is the mascot. Her image is emblazoned across the sail and bow.
All the time, wherever I go, she's always with me. So I decided, like, might as well just put her on all of the stuff. And it is fun. I mean, the boat gets known, and then wherever you arrive, somebody knows. Like, and it's just always very, very enjoyable.
This summer, alone with his dog in the South China Sea, his autopilot system broke, and he crossed 3,500 nautical miles of storms, at one point staying up for 72 hours straight.
And then I got into really, really bad weather for a very long time. And naturally, because you can't do multiple things at once when you're alone, you can't let go of the wheel for 5 seconds if the waves are big. Otherwise, upwind, she's very well balanced. She steers herself for 20 minutes. But downwind, with big waves, you just have to hold that wheel.
In South Korea, he towed a broken-down Russian vessel and was welcomed to the port of Vladivostok, Russia, where he fixed his boat and even competed in a 3-day regatta.
They were just amazing. I mean, like, it was king crab and caviar every day.
He crossed the Bering Sea alone, then a friend joined him in Kodiak. They sailed the Gulf of Alaska together in 6 days, but the challenge was crossing through the Dixon entrance into the Inside Passage.
Then we had really Alaska's angry, and then it started gusting 50s at us from the nose, massive seas. So we spent 24 hours doing a circle.
They spent the weekend in Haines hiking Mount Riley, visiting the Port Chilkoot distillery, and took a group of new friends sailing on Sunday. Though winds were light, it was a rare blue sky sunny day.
But even coming up here, we just had some orcas pop out and play and leap. Like, yeah, just from Skagway to here. Shira gets all excited. She thinks she's one of them because they share the same skin color.
On Monday, he set sail down the Inside Passage, headed for Vancouver. But from there, it's open.
A few weeks ago, I figured that it'd be a great idea to do the North America circumnavigation, like the continent itself. It seems like a good, fun thing to do, to go around. A little bit of the Caribbeans as well, and then back up from Newfoundland around. Whatever, it doesn't really matter. Everywhere the wind blows, it's pretty amazing so far, so I'm not going to limit it by plans.
So if you see the Shira, it's the one with the Malamute face across the sail, say hello. You can also follow his journey online. Check the link at khns.org. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith.